Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. I am Lisa Tahir, your host, and I want to wish you a happy new year. It is January 2nd, and I am doing a solo show today. I want to talk to you all about manifesting intentions and some ways that I do that in my life and to see if it resonates with you. But first, to introduce myself, if you haven't been listening, I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist. I have physical offices in both New Orleans and Los Angeles. I would love to work with you. I do phone, Skype, and FaceTime sessions with clients all over the world. Reach out to me through my website. It is nolatherapy.com. N-O-L-A-D-E-R-P-Y, here to use website. There are simple buttons where you can go to subscribe to this podcast, my rates, scheduling tab. You can contact me, my crowdfunding campaign with Patreon.com, which you can find at All Things Therapy. I'd love for you to join my email list. I have a book coming out in the fall of 2020. The topic has to do with healing our core wounding, healing our deepest wounds that most everyone has experienced. In my experience, disappointments, setbacks, sometimes just egregious losses and traumas. And so the goal of my book is to help you identify what your core wound is, first of all, because sometimes we're not even sure what the problem is, so that we can start aligning with the solution. So I help you decide what your actual core wound is. I've discovered 12 of them, and I give you affirmations, I give a meditation, and practical takeaway steps. There's about four or five for every core wounding that you can start to play with and shift the direction of your life. I'm really excited for that to be out in the world later this year, the last 3 years. You can find also on NOLA Therapy interviews that I've done about me, my nonprofit, and U.S. patent to help people in wheelchairs learn to blow and cast glass. It's kind of one-stop shop for everything that I've been creating in my life, and I would love for you to go check out NOLA Therapy. Additionally, please follow me on social media at NOLA Therapy on Instagram and on Facebook and Twitter. And I'm trying to think what else. I'm thinking that's that part. I want to thank you. I've been getting some new reviews on iTunes for my podcast. Thank you for that. Thank you for taking your time reviewing this podcast there on iTunes and rating it. It helps me out a lot. So I encourage, if you haven't done that, and if you enjoy listening to my show, to please give me a review. It helps in my ranking, which is important to me, because the more of you that know about this show, the more people are being reached. And I love through email and just share your thoughts and guests that you would like me to interview. Shifting to the content part of today's show. Well, here we are, a new year, 2020. And again, in my experience, I find that most people meet a new year with a lot of exuberance, with a lot of hope, with a lot of positive anticipation. That is reflected in the memes and the gifts that are out, you know, people holding 2019 like a stinky trash bag or letting it go. And I think most all of us are just always looking forward to the potential and to the possibility that a new year holds for us. And how many times does it happen? It's happened to me as the months unfold. We kind of feel in this similar place of like, oh, I just want a fresh start. I want a restart. I want to begin again. So for me, the new year and manifesting intentions is really about new beginnings and giving ourselves new beginnings, seeding, planting for new beginnings to come up, to grow in our lives. And to use the regularly used metaphor of planting, as we know, when we plant seeds, there is a time delay between the planting and the harvesting. And that intermediary time, I think, is where a lot of us struggle the most with how to stay in a positive feeling of expectation while we are waiting for those seeds to grow. And I've learned that that's kind of the problem in itself, that we're waiting, in air quotes, versus living and letting some of those things go and moving on to new things. I've found it more delightful in my life to plant seeds and lovingly release that topic, release that desire, release that intention, and then ask myself, ask the universe, what's next? What can I focus upon next? So I'm not in that space of waiting, which often feels like yearning. It feels like longing. It feels like not having something you want. And that just kind of delays our well-being from coming to us. So the latter part of 2019, I really started to ask myself to think new thoughts, identify something else that I'd like to have. And for me, the biggest word that's come to my mind is satisfaction, that I want to feel satisfied. I want to feel a deep sense of satisfaction and contentment and inner peace within myself, where I'm not looking for the next best thing professionally, personally, that I'm able to just be more still and just feel that inner peace, like everything's really okay and it's going to unfold and I'm going to see my desires fully manifested. I'm not sure when, but somehow that feels okay now. And for me, it's for the first time that it's feeling okay, that I'm not exactly sure the timing of everything, but I know for certain that I have planted intentions and desires and goals and experiences that I will have in my life. And it's helped me. So let me know if this helps you. It's helped me to look back times, desires I've had that did manifest, that did come to fruition. An intention that I set, somebody I wanted to meet, an experience that I wanted to have. And then, boom, it eventually did come to fruition and I got to live that experience. And I know a lot of people offer, and you might want to do this. I did for a time, keep a journal of those experiences that came to pass. So when you're having a hard time struggling, you can look back and read and glance over and see all the things that have come to pass for you that you've intended. I like, and I learned it from Oprah over 10, 12, 13 years ago. She has talked for a long time about keeping a gratitude journal. And I've done that. I have a notebook. It's just a list of positive aspects, things I appreciate, my gratitude journal, kind of all lumped into one. And almost every day, I'll just jot something down, a quick word, a person, an experience, a thought, an emotion that I appreciate and I'm grateful for. And that feels good to me because I feel like I'm staying in touch then with the process of appreciation. And we all know just the powerful process that being in a constant experience of gratitude, just receiving gratitude, giving gratitude, being aware of what we have versus what we long for and don't have. It is a mental process, and it takes, especially at first, I found some mental gymnastics. And you know, I'm just thinking back to the last few days, ending 2019 and beginning 2020, I listened to a guided meditation on the first that was really unique and resonated with me because the gentleman guiding the meditation, and I'm gonna look while I'm talking to see who it was in case you want to go check it out for yourself. He led us through a guided meditation where he actually talked about it's okay not to know And in this meditation, give yourself permission to not know how these things are going to happen, to not know when. We feel so often that we need to have the answers and the solutions. And this meditation, I felt my whole body release and relax that it's okay not to know. And he encouraged, as a thought came up, to say to it, not interested. I let you go. I'm not interested right now, in a gentle way, not in a critical way, just not interested in that. And his name is Craig Hamilton. Craig Hamilton is who I am. I'm on his email list. And this was just a great guided meditation. And so I encourage you to give yourself permission to not know the answers for yourself or for someone else. And just say that. I don't really know how these intentions are going to come to pass. I just know I desire the experience of them. And to stay in a state of appreciation for everything that has come before, even the contrast, even the things that felt like they were unwanted. The unwanted experiences in our lives cause us to refine our desires. We launch new rockets of desire when we identify what we want based on experiencing what we don't want. And we can do that every day throughout our day, shifting our thoughts, training our vibration into an upward trajectory where we're experiencing more peace and more contentment, which has definitely become a goal of mine that I am actually starting to enjoy on a daily basis. And when I struggle, I had a session this morning with my intuitive coach, Prem Glidden. I needed some help to work through some past experiences that came up with Christmas. I think that's common. We're around family and we don't always know how we might be triggered. And I was certainly triggered, and I wanted to work on the old emotions that came up, those remnants of a younger self who was not as empowered as I am today. When we think back to being young people, we weren't living in a state of empowerment. We were dependent upon caretakers, and sometimes those caretakers were not able to meet our needs and really let us down. And so I was reminded of one of those times in my life as a teenager, and I needed some support today. So I work with a coach, with a therapist, and you might want to, I encourage you to do the same for some of those issues to get help with. So when you have an experience that feels unwanted and you're kicked back into some negative emotion, I'm going to suggest that you notice, you just notice that emotion. You notice softly the thought causing that emotion, the memory, the belief even is like at the core of this. Our core wounding is centered around beliefs that we have about our experience. And that's what I address in my book, Changing Our Beliefs Around Our Experience. And that's what shifts the way that we feel and then how we begin to create our lives. And by softly, steadily, and gently noticing what emotions we're aware of in the present moment, just feeling it, noticing it, knowing our emotional body is activated. Eckhart Tolle talks about the pain body, that often when we feel a big emotion of sadness, anger, disappointment, despair, it's our pain body being activated. And so that's what happened for me during this holiday season. My pain body was activated, and I needed some help from my coach and therapist to understand that the person I was at that age, at 17, is not the woman that I am today. And I was able to extend loving kindness to that younger part of myself that hadn't fully caught up to my adult self. And we hear this in therapeutic terms. It's called different ego states. We have a younger, you know, the little girl within, the little boy within, the adolescent, our inner child. I'm sure you've heard it said in so many different ways. And it's really about turning towards that part of ourselves in these moments of negative emotion and witnessing and observing them and saying, dear little Lisa, dear little John, whatever your name is, I see you. I see that you're feeling hurt. I see that you're feeling scared, and just to acknowledge that, because I know that when we grow up in homes where there's not predictability and a lot of loving kindness, instead there might be chaos, unpredictability, needs not being met. There was no attunement. There was no empathetic attunement to what we were going through. We were often left to kind of fend on our own. And as we know, children and adolescents just don't have the skills. Our brains aren't even fully developed till we're age 19, and our emotional brain isn't fully developed. That's always growing. We are always working that musculature throughout our lives. And so really turning towards oneself with empathy and with love and compassion to just recognize whatever pain you're in. So if you're one of those people that I'm talking to right now on the heels of Christmas and the holiday season, my clients have been coming in, sharing, talking about this, the things that came up as a result of being around family. It's normal. It's okay. And so to give yourself a break and just bring some softness to it and a deeper understanding. It can help when you're in pain to ask, what is there for me to learn? Because often there's a message that our inner self is trying to communicate with us to quite often make a change. We might decide that we're not going to position ourselves in that way again, to be in a conversation with a certain individual, that we will make it our business to sit somewhere else at the dining table next year, or maybe avoid talking to that person very much at all if it's not a positive encounter with them. So you can tweak and use different tools to help yourself. But the emotion came up because clearly it's not resolved. And when we have these flare-ups and triggers, it's just a way. The universe is showing us, hey, there's still something here for you to look at that I want to help you heal. And I found that the process of setting intentions can really help. So if you are at a place to take out your phone, to text yourself some notes or take out a paper, I'd like to kind of lead us through some intention setting right now for this new year, which I believe every year is full of potential and promise. And in fact, you don't need a January 1st date to come around to restart yourself, to set intentions. We are new. We are potentially new in every moment. So you can do this, say, 2 weeks from now. If you feel like you've started to get off track from your intentions and not feeling so good, just do it again. And it helps to have these jotted down somewhere that you can look at. So I, like you, I have some specific intentions. I have some specific people I want to experience things with, and that's fine. You know, you can have those goals that are specific, be it a certain amount of money you want to make this year, a travel destination, a relationship you want. That's cool. You can keep that. What I want to guide you through is a process of some more general intending, because that's when we really allow the universe to flow cooperative components to us and really just can even make things better than the specifics that we think we want. The universe really deeply knows us. And today, when I meditated this morning, I had it was like the tip of the iceberg, a profound experience around just how much the universe loves us. And I realized the things that I want for myself, the universe wants them for us even more than we do. And I kind of dropped some baggage around feeling like I need to convince the universe that I want this or why I want it or all of that stuff. Like I realized I kind of carried over to the universe, to God, to spirit, some of the hangups that I have about just being in the world, having to justify ourselves, having to explain to people why we want something or why we are where we are, be it successful or not successful. And the universe doesn't give two shits about that. The universe loves us. And I was just struck with this feeling of, wow, like the universe wants me to have this more than I do. And I can just like the universe is agreeing, like head nod, totally head nodding with us for everything. So let go of convincing yourself that you're worthy or believing that you need to convince the universe you're worthy because you are. And start to feel into a place, if you want to close your eyes even, take a deep breath and exhale. Another breath in and exhale. Just kind of allowing some of the busyness of your day to fade in these moments. Just a few moments to settle in to your stomach, into your chest, into just the core of your body, where the seat of our intelligence is, into the base of our spine, where just our deep core inner knowing is. And just ask yourself, what areas of my life would I like an improvement? And notice what comes up. Some general areas might be in the area of love and relationships. You'd like an improvement. In the area of your family life, you'd like to see some improvements. In the area of your finances, improvement. Yes, amen to that. In the area of your health, your overall health, your fitness, even help with prioritizing your health, prioritizing your relationships, prioritizing your finances, prioritizing giving to yourself, balancing giving to yourself with giving to others, really feeling into, have you been doing too much for others? Or have you conversely maybe been focusing a bit too much on yourself and excluding others, where you have the ability to make someone's day better, make someone's life easier, and you haven't? So you might want to commit to doing that, to showing up for someone else before they even ask you. It can feel really awesome to give back when it's not expected, when someone's not asking you, leaning on you, bugging you, to just really self-select a way that you would like to give back. And again, general intentions. I'd like to see an improvement in my abundance. I'd like universe to travel for fun this year. And again, I'm feeling some of you. The next thought is, well, how am I going to afford that? And just gently let that go. And intend abundance. I'd like to see the abundance financially so I can afford traveling for fun. And then just let it be general. You don't have to get specific and start thinking what cities are just an hour away versus an international flight. You know, the universe can take care of all of the details. It's our part to just feel into what we want. If money was not an obstacle, if our health was not an obstacle, if geography was not an obstacle, if we could go anywhere, do anything tonight, what would we like? And I think sometimes it's hard to start even imagining that because we limit our imaginations to what we think we can do and have, but let's just blow those barriers away right now and take some time to really imagine what it is that we intend to manifest and planting those seeds now. And I'm going to tell you, the universe, I've been able to feel into this with more and more trust. The universe knows exactly the right timing to bring these things to us, through us, and for us, to organize the people, places, and things, to cooperate on our behalf, to even prepare us to receive. When we are asking to receive something beyond what we've ever known or experienced, there's a preparation time for us so that we'll be able to have the wisdom, the skills to manage that money, to book those trips, to be in that relationship, that romantic relationship. We say we want to manifest a great and just passionate love. We might need to work on ourselves a bit so that we're able to sustain that vibration with another person. Like attracts like, as you've heard it said. So we tend to attract people and experiences kind of vibrating at our same frequency. And that becomes our orbit. I talk about that in my book, The Chiron Effect. Our orbit is around our set frequency of familiar people, places, and things. And when we're setting intentions, we want to manifest these new experiences. There could be a time of preparation for us. And so I encourage you to develop some hands-on practices and to really connect ourselves with preparing to receive, to step into, to just completely manifest and enjoy our intentions that we've set. And I want to direct you to go to my Instagram at Nola Therapy. And in my feed, there's the IGTV. I have done 20 videos. They're 3 to 5 minutes. And I detail for you specific spiritual, psychological, and physical practices that I have implemented in my life over the last number of years that's allowed me to be who I am today and continue to evolve myself and contain greater and greater abundance and love and just living the best life beyond my dreams and grateful for it, asking for more. So, and I'm calling them my spiritual hacks. And they're just practices any of you can do. They're not rocket science. They're not even hard, but they require you to set aside some time for yourself. And so while you're intending right now what you want to manifest, write them down if you haven't been already. Take some notes on your phone if you haven't been, or just make some mental notes, the areas of generalization, be it family, love and relationships, abundance, travel, having multiple homes, health and fitness, whatever it is, pets, just let there be no limits to what you're intending. And then definitely jot down those specifics, the people you want to meet, the person you want to date, the money you want to have, the business you want to create, the job that you intend to work in, the food that you want to eat, the restaurants you want to go to. I have a bunch of restaurants and resorts that I want to see, intend to see around the world. And again, we don't know how we're going to get there. It's enough to just be like, I want that. And I've even cut out a few pictures and taped them up to a vision board that I have back in my laundry room. So we all know about the vision board process. That is one of the spiritual hacks and techniques that you can then set aside some time. You don't need to take hours. You can set aside 20 minutes to cut out some pictures from a magazine, tape them to a sheet of paper or a piece of cardboard and put it somewhere that just you can see. And it feels kind of cool when I walk by it. It's like a breath of fresh air energetically to look at what I am intending to create. And you can kind of see your progress, like when you get closer, you know, when you start making some more money, when you meet a new person that delights you, when something comes your way that you didn't expect, that's positive. That's all evidence. The universe shows us evidence of our alignment, of our manifesting by finding coins on the ground, feathers, what else? Seeing on the clock, 11:11, 2:22, 3:33, seeing a license plate I saw the other day, 444. Just start to notice these little confirmations the universe is sending you to let you know, I see you, I've got you, I'm taking care of these things. And for some more specific practices that I encourage you to invest your time in, I talk about in my spiritual hack series on Instagram, using how you can use a crystal grid. For example, ordering crystals from Amazon, clear quartz. I did an episode here on LA Talk Radio within the last couple months that you can listen to where I go through each of these 20 spiritual hacks in great detail. But I love crystals. They make me feel good. I love wearing a crystal around my neck. I use it as my pendulum where I can ask it yes or no questions to confirm decisions, ideas that I have, choices. I meditate each morning. I use a technique my friend Ora Nadrich developed where when I do have a negative thought or feeling, I kind of catch it and I'm like, oh, I release that thought of not having enough money and I replace it with, I'm going to make enough money. I'm making enough money. The money's on the way, to really work and challenge those beliefs that we have that are holding us back from receiving and achieving our happiness. And even if we don't have that money right now, if we don't have that relationship, if we don't have that trip booked, we can feel what it would feel like to have that money, to know that we're going on that trip next month. You know how, like, when you book a trip and it's a couple months out, there's no doubt, you know you're going, so you kind of relax into that good feeling, juiciness of imagining. Do that. That is how we manifest our intentions, by starting to feel what it will be like when we have it, when that person is in our bed. Yes, when we are sitting on that beach, or when we are on that mountain, or on that cruise ship, or in that airplane going to wherever it is. It's really, there's so many ways you can play in that, as I talked about in the beginning of the show, that period between setting our intention and when it grows and we can harvest it. There's all these techniques that we can use to really milk it, to really enjoy it before it happens. And I can tell you that I worked for 3 years on my book. It took a while, about a year, for my agent to find a publisher. And I knew my book had a publisher. And I got, you know, like, it was challenging to not know who that would be. But I was like, come on. Like, I know, universe. I feel it. This message needs to be out in the world. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to set this intention. I know my publisher's coming. I'm going to stop worrying, and I'm just going to start to enjoy what it's going to feel like to have an email. Here is your publishing deal. And I don't remember how long later it was, but that happened. And when the email came, here is your contract. Here is the money we're going to offer you. It felt like it had always been there. And how many of you can relate to that? That when our dream really manifests, it feels like it's just always, always been there. And the biggest work, I think, is just holding ourselves in a positive feeling vibration until it all comes. So with that, we're going to take a break. I'm going to just speak to you first, and then the station's going to play a commercial. So one of my sponsors is BetterHelp, and they offer you online counseling at an affordable cost. They have over 3,000 licensed therapists in the United States, available in every state, and the service is available worldwide. You can start communicating with them in less than 24 hours. And I'm pausing to notice it's 3:33. So boom, just a little universal gift to all of us. I love seeing that. I love seeing the clock numbers line up. It makes me feel really good. So BetterHelp is here to help you with your emotional issues, be it depression, anxiety, stress, relationships, grief, self-esteem. And as my listener, they are offering you a 10% discount to try them out for a month. So they're also HIPAA compliant. Check out this opportunity by going to BetterHelp.com/ATT for all things therapy, all caps. This will be in the show notes on iTunes and here on LA Talk Radio. 10% discount off your first month to try them out. And they do have financial aid available to those who qualify. Now we're going to hear from Patreon, my crowdfunding campaign, if you want to support this podcast, and from Audible, who also supports me.
Indeed, listening is the new reading. With Audible, you can listen to an unlimited amount of books at home, in your car, at the gym, anywhere on the go. With over 180,000 audiobooks to choose from. For you, the listener of all things therapy, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download and a month-long subscription for you to try them out. Visit audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy now. And enjoy.
Do you want to help yourself and friends find a purpose in life?
Then you are in the right place and be a part of the crowdfunding campaign of patreon.com/allthingstherapy with Lisa Tahir as she initiates a one-on interaction with inspiring authors, healing experts, and spiritual directors.
Join the League of Heroes of this generation by contributing your quota between $1 up to $100 per month
at patreon.com/allthingstherapy. And let's make the world free of suicide, poverty, depression, and in all, make the world a better place for everyone.
Hello and welcome back. I'm just going to echo the advertisement that was just played. If you've been enjoying my podcast, I encourage you, I ask you to support me through the crowdfunding campaign I have. You can go to my page at patreon.com/allthingstherapy. I have different tiers and levels where you can give from $1 a month, $3 a month, $5 a month, $100 a month, and it really helps me to do this work that I love and enjoy. One of my intentions is to manifest easier cash flow so I can really focus on delivering messages of healing and well-being and just really work with you at the deepest level and to focus on you and not me. Because when all of our needs are met, we can kind of forget about ourselves and really we can really get to the business of supporting others. And that for me is just so... It brings me a lot of happiness to be able to work with other people, help you figure out how to get to where you want to be, how to feel the way you want to feel, heal past traumas and hurts. And as in my book is going to be talking about, the title of my book is The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. Inner Traditions Publisher is publishing it. It will be out at later in 2020. And there's a blurb about it on my website, NOLA Therapy, for you to learn more. I spent my 3 years really investigating the process of forgiveness and what forgiveness really means, because it's a word that is overly used by myself included. That's not a criticism. We all talk about forgiveness and forgiving, but what does that really mean? And I discovered forgiveness is a process. It's an action process having to do with levels and layers of forgiveness. I think there's some easy things that we can just, okay, I forgive that and it's done. But I think more often it can take some time, especially for some deep hurts, betrayals, and wounds. It can take longer to forgive, and that's okay. And I learned, and I write about this extensively, the number one person to start with is forgiving ourselves. I mean, if you think about it, we have developed throughout our lifetimes and lifespan layers and layers of judgments, of criticisms, of just some people I hear coming in, myself included at one time, berating ourselves, like flogging ourselves with what we did wrong, and it doesn't help. And I know you hear it doesn't help, but it actually hurts you, because the more you stay in that place of disempowerment and criticism and judgment, it keeps you from seeing what it is that you can do, the empowerment process. So when you really start to forgive yourself deeply, it's okay that you've made mistakes. There hasn't been a human being ever who's never made a mistake. So it's okay. You can let yourself off the hook. And to really forgive yourself deeply opens this channel where you start to see life from a different vantage point, that you start to see options and opportunities because you're feeling better about you. So you're starting to have better feeling thoughts. You're starting to align with solutions for yourself. So I'm going to read to you an affirmation from my book that I offer, which is addressing a core wound having to do with core wounding and our sense of value and worth, where we don't value ourselves enough. We may resort to people pleasing to get our needs met. And I talk to you in this section about shifting that dynamic to identifying more of what you want, not saying yes as often, saying maybe I can do that. Let me get back to you. A practical tip and technique, and then you can sit with and see if you want to make that commitment or not. And it's a way that you learn to kind of edge up and shifting from people pleasing to making empowered decisions. Like, how is this something I really want to spend my time, energy, and or money in? And so in healing that core wound, the affirmation simply is, if you want to jot it down, I forgive all others, including myself. And that is actually that. To really forgive all others, including yourself, there's some action steps behind that. And it can be really hard to forgive because we feel like it's saying the other person, what they did was okay. And that's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is saying to yourself, I am okay. I am going to be okay. I want to be okay. I'm not even sure how I can be okay about this, but that is my intention. So I'm going to forgive so that I can be okay. And the book goes into some greater detail and practices around getting to that place within yourself. It's okay if you're not there yet. I mean, I'm still working on it. I think one of the biggest gifts you can give yourself is to love and approve of yourself just as you are right now, that you're good enough as you are right now, and just keep reaching for more. Keep reaching. I've been listening and learning from Esther Hicks channels Abraham, and you can find this teaching on YouTube, online, abrahamhicks.com. And it's just a wonderful way to align with some new thought and possibility to really call in and create your life based on your intentions that you are making today with me, that you probably have already made before hearing this show. Or if you're hearing this show at any time of the year, take some time out to create some new intentions. We can always refine our intentions because what we say we want today, that could change in a week, in a month, in several months. So we can keep tweaking and kind of refining our thoughts and our intentions and just watch what manifests. I'm so excited. I want to hear from you. I want you all to reach out at NOLA Therapy on Facebook and Instagram and let me know what comes as a result of this time together, of setting intentions, of taking this time out for you. And I'm just here to support you and love you and be this bright light and keep staying in touch with all of you who are listening and have been. So yeah, that's a wrap. I hope y'all have just a fantastic week. All my love, and I'll be back with you next week. Bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.